Well, welcome to week one of our new series, True Love. We're going to explore how love starts from the heart of God and extends out to everybody. Unfortunately, that might not be the case in our friend groups, well, even in our own families at times, amen? Sometimes there's pressure to act a certain way. And because of that pressure, what ends up happening is, well, it messes up our view of what love really looks like. See, love like that is what we would call transactional. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, it means that we only receive someone's love if they give us what we want. Everybody following me? That doesn't feel like much love, does it? Think about it. Oftentimes we do slip into this misunderstanding of love. How do I know that that's not real love? It's really simple, and this is the most amazing thing about relationships. It's because God doesn't love like that. God does not love on the basis of what we do for Him, what we don't do for Him. It's beautiful to know that there isn't anything that we could ever do that would stop God from loving us. Our main passage this morning, it makes it very, very clear. And it's one of my favorite verses when I'm struggling with feeling loved. It comes from Paul. Paul's writing this to each and every one of us, and he was a follower. I love that word, follower. Some people love the word believer, but I love the word follower, you see, because Paul's taken that next step in his relationship with Jesus Christ, in that he just doesn't believe and receive. He has chosen to be obedient and follow Christ. It's really neat because, once again, when you look at Paul and his writings, and he would help new followers organize into house churches. He would identify and he would train leaders, and then he would head off to another city and he would do this over and over again. And sometimes he would write letters and take these letters back to the churches and helping them deal with stuff, helping them deal with distractions. And in one of those letters, which is, again, it's beautiful because it ties into our Wednesday night Bible study, Romans chapter 8 we're going to look at. We're not quite there in our Bible study, but Romans, Paul is writing to the people in Rome. How about we read this out loud? Can we do that this morning? Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. Let's read it out loud. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Come on, I don't hear you. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither of our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Isn't there more? Here we go. Come on. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I can say amen, dismiss everybody, and you can all go home, because that in and of itself preaches. I mean, honestly and truthfully, Paul makes it super, super clear that he doesn't want us to miss the point. There is nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing will stop God from loving us. No matter what we do, God still loves us. How many of us realize and understand the extent of such love? We have so many people in our lives that tell us that they love us, and then they abandon us. Everybody thinks the glamour and the glitz of the pastoral ministry is so amazing. Hey, Billy, when you were doing youth ministry, how many people told you they loved you? A lot of them, right? Aaron, when you were doing youth ministry, how many people told you they loved you?
My wife.
Your wife. She's still confused, sir. But anyway, think about it. As a pastor, oh man, so many people, oh, I love you, love you, love you. But then when you're down and out, or when you leave the church, but you don't leave your home, you're still in your home, but you left. All these people that said how much they loved you, where are they? They don't exist anymore. And then you're left wondering, wait a minute, man, I don't understand. They said they loved me. They said they loved me. They said they loved my family. And you run into them at Aldi. Because everybody loves Aldi. And you're in Aldi. Oh, it's so good to see you. We miss you. We love you so much. And of course, me being who I am, and of course my wife, you guys not seeing that side of her. So we haven't moved. You apparently don't miss us too much. Oh, we love you guys so much. Am I the only one? Forget ministry. Am I the only one that have had people tell me how much they love me but yet fail me? Anybody else in this room this morning? Such a beautiful word, love. And if we have an understanding, and if we can sit back and comprehend the simplicity of this love, when others tell us how much they love us, and when they fail us, we can keep on moving and grooving and shaking and baking, because we know that no matter what, God loves us. And we know that God's love never fails. I don't know about you, but that's just so refreshing in my life to hear that God's love will never, ever fail. It's freeing to know that God's love is always there for us, even when we make mistakes. Anybody ever have somebody tell you, I don't love you anymore? You see, you don't have to ever worry about that when it comes to your relationship with Jesus Christ. And in every relationship, what is the purpose of that relationship? The purpose of the relationship is so that you can grow, right? You can grow in your relationship with whomever it is that you have fallen in love with, that you're declaring your undying love in fifth grade. But Mommy, Dad, I love her. You don't even know what love is. You think about it. You grow in love, don't you? Anybody in here love your spouse or your children any more today than you did yesterday? You see, God loves us more no matter what. He doesn't love us any more than He did yesterday. You see, but we in our relationship with Him, we should love Him more and more and more. And we sang it this morning, right? But unfortunately, we don't. We just stay stagnant where we are. We have no desire to grow. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd be married all that long if my relationship with my wife didn't grow. So why is it any different with our relationship with God? Sometimes we have to wonder. You missed an amazing Sunday school. The Sunday school teacher this morning was off the charts. Even Edna Claire loved it. You missed it because what took place was a simple question was asked, and it really, really comes down to the fact that there are so many people in this world that believe they're saved because they said a simple prayer. However, they're just as lost as they were because they never grew in that relationship. They believed, they received, and they stopped, dropped, and rolled. And that was it. They chose not to grow and follow Christ. Because when we desire to grow, we desire to be obedient to the thoughts, to the needs, to the desires of our mate, of the one that we're wooing. And when it comes to our relationships with God, everything and anything that we could ever need to know about Him is found in His Word. He's written a love letter to us. 66 books. From the beginning to end, it's all about love. And we shared a little bit last week. God so what? He loved. And what did He do because He loved? He gave. I'm so truly blessed to know God's love never, ever fails. Raise your hand if you made a mistake ever in your life. Wow. Raise your hand if you ever failed at anything in your life. Don't ever look in my report cards. See, we know the answers. God's love never fails. We fail. We make mistakes. Earlier in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 3, we did cover this in Bible study. It's really beautiful. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, "For everyone has sinned, and we fall short of God's glorious standard." Everyone, come on, let me hear you say it. One, two, three.
Everyone.
That's you, that's me. Everyone means everyone. A huge part of the good news, a huge part of God's good news for each and every one of our lives is even when we miss the mark, even when we sin, even when we do things that aren't pleasing to Him, we don't have to worry whether or not God is going to love us. So a question you have to ask yourself, and this is a beautiful conversation that I had with someone recently. Do you love God because you fear Him? Or do you love God because He is love? Do you fear God? Do you love God because of your fear of going to hell? Or you don't even acknowledge hell because you love Him so much that it doesn't even enter your mind that's where you could possibly end up. You see, because you're not going to end up there if you love God with an everlasting love. If you love God, you're going to be obedient to God. If you love God, you're going to grow in God. So many people love to say that. Oh, I love God. I love God. And then they keep on doing the things that don't please God. But you love Him. Don't be confused, church. You see, because perfect love casts out all fear. So there's no worry, there's no need to fear going to hell in order to love God. I don't love God because if I don't, I'm going to hell. I love God because of what He's done for me and what He continues to do for me. You got to understand that concept here. We got to realize everyone falls short. God will always love us continually. God's love always invites us into a relationship with Him. God's love will always be there for us, no matter what. It's probably one of the most beautiful things that my father had ever said to me is no matter what happens to you in your life, you will always have a home to come to. That's some pretty good love. Probably would have enjoyed it a lot more if he would have said how much he loved me growing up and so on and so forth. But that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That sounds like godly love, doesn't it? It doesn't matter. No matter what you do in your life, you will always have a home. And you know, that's the same thing that God says to us. No matter what you do, I will always love you. And again, that's how I came to Christ, is because of the need and the desire to feel loved. That relationship was missing in my life. Now take a moment. Close your eyes. Don't fall asleep on me. Take a minute. Close your eyes. Imagine your biggest mistake. Maybe you really messed up with a close friend. Maybe you messed up with your family. You're struggling there. Maybe there's just this bad habit that you're stuck in. I'm going to read this passage again. And when I read it, whatever struggle comes to your mind, keep everything in your mind. Put it in the verse. Okay, I'll tell you when to put it in here. Whatever the struggle is. Romans chapter 8, beginning of verse 38. I'm convinced nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, angels, demons, fears, nor our worries about tomorrow, fears for today. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Now, no power in the sky above or in the earth below, not even, here it is, not even my biggest mistake that I'm thinking about right now. What is it? Think about it. Think about it. Understand. Realized. Nothing in all of creation will be ever able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody clap this morning. Why? Why? Even our biggest mistake would not turn God away from us. Even our biggest mistake would not stop God from loving us. So my question is, after this statement, we serve an amazing God. My question is, are you serving an amazing God? Because the bottom line is, we serve one of two masters. We serve the creator of the universe, or we serve the creator of nothing. We serve the devil. We serve the one that seeks and destroys. We serve the ruler that's marching around like a roaring lion in this world, seeking whom he may devour, whom he may destroy. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're serving our Lord and Savior, you're serving the Creator, or you're serving Satan. Let that sink in this morning. We serve an amazing God who loves us in greater ways than this world will ever love us. And we have to understand, all of it is because God's love does not depend on what we do. It flows from who He is. And His love never fails. And it has no conditions attached to it. God is love. Can anybody disagree this morning? God is love. We see it from the beginning of creation. God creates us in his own image. He gives us a stamp of approval from the very start. When we turn away from him time and time again, guess what? He still loves us. God's love never fails. Maybe you've wondered if God still loves you after you sin. Maybe you wonder, does God still love you after you miss the mark? Maybe you wonder, does God still love you when you continue to do stupid things that aren't pleasing to him? And I believe with all of my heart that that is something that we have wondered at one point or another in our lives. But leave here knowing this morning the answer is yes. Yes. Because God's love starts, his true love starts from his heart. And it flows out to everyone. Everyone, always. Because his love never fails. Always, forever, no matter what. Take a moment. Think about it this morning. You and I will never, ever live a second of our life without the love of God. It'll always be there for us. That's the message and the word that needs to be shared with our family and friends, with our loved ones that don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ, that don't have that loving, caring feeling throughout their bodies. That void that's there, it's not filled with the Lord. It's filled with things in this world. And the things of this world will never ever satisfy your soul, your life. No matter what, God's love never fails. Your favorite sports team? Yeah, they'll fail. Someone you trust. Yeah, they'll let you down. Come on, dads, man up. Have you let your kids down ever? Moms, have you let your kids down? Everybody in here, have you ever let your mom or dad down? You ever have that moment of failure? Because guess what? It's not if, it's when. When you experience those personal moments of failure, guess what? God's love will always be there for you because his love will never fail. And because of that, our failure does not have to be final for each and every one of us. You see, again, God's love flows from who he is to everyone. This means that the love that we receive from God allows us to turn the page and start fresh again, even when we mess up, even when we sin. There's a beautiful, beautiful prayer in the book of Psalms that captures again how great God's love is for each and every one of us. And it's a prayer from David. It's the same David in the Goliath story, of course. It's the same David that was king and he really, really, really messed up. He's struggling about it. So he did the exact thing that each and every one of us here this morning need to do when we're struggling. He prayed. I got a text message. I've been inviting. Remember, I'm telling you, always be inviting a young man and his family to church. And I've been doing it for years. This morning, my kids are sick. So pray for this young man and his family. His kids, that the Lord would touch them. I told him, I said, man, I'll pray for you. Pray for your kids. always be inviting. You never know when you'll receive that phone call. Hey, what time's church? Always. And if you can't speak an invitation, hey, you want to come to church with me? Just copy and paste things that I post on the church Facebook page. Put it on your Facebook page. You know, I asked a simple question last week because eventually I'd like to get into live streaming on Facebook. I know I said I wouldn't do it. I understand, you know, and I'm pondering it. But Facebook, we needed a certain amount of followers on Facebook in order for us to live stream. And I just put a simple question. I'm like, hey, you know, on my page, my personal page, if you could, would you follow my church page? We need, and I told them what happened. Boom! It jumped up to 125 followers. We were probably somewhere around 79 or 80. Now, I'm not patting myself on my back, but what I want you to understand is doing something so simple on your own Facebook page can possibly lead somebody to Christ. Amen? Simple! So when you leave here, if you could, maybe you can do that on your own Facebook page. You know, hey, if you would like, hey, check out my church Facebook page. We'd love for you to follow. And I even put on there, because you know how I think, you know, we got some really good content on there, and maybe you'll like it. I had my football coach from high school follow me. Follow our church page. I'm like, man, this is awesome. And you know, when you follow somebody's page, posts come up in their feed, in their personal feed, and they'll see stuff that's going on. If you go to our page, you'll see, you know, little snippets of worship here and there. Man, to think we had no worship, and now look, we're able to put little snippets on there. And guess what? It sounds really good. Who'd have thunk it? Always, always, always be inviting. Always share the love of God to everyone. As many as you can come to. Because again, we're all like David. We've all messed up. And when you look at David's words from Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Every single day, God created me a clean heart. God, forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me of everything that has not been pleasing to you. Forgive me of my sins, knowing and unknowing. Forgive me of my thoughts. Because guess what? Some of our thoughts are sin, aren't they? And if you haven't driven in any type of New York City traffic, Boston traffic, Philadelphia traffic, you know what? You're missing a lot of fun. Your thoughts go crazy. Trust me. God's love isn't limited, church. It's not limited. There's not a fixed amount of love that we spend every single time we mess up with God. True love, God's love, flows from who He is, and it never runs out. So here we are. I'm excited to share the next couple of weeks as we talk about God's love, how it flows out to others, how He wants to utilize us to share His love. And today I want you to remember that God's love does not depend on what we do. It depends on who He is. Some young people in this room this morning, you may hear a phrase from someone that you think you're in love with. And you might hear this phrase, and the phrase is really, really simple. If you loved me, insert whatever it is that the bozo or bimbo is saying to you. You would. There's no conditions in love. None. Understand it. Love completely and totally depends on who God is. And there are times in our lives where we really, really, really need to display God's love. There are times in our lives where it is only God's love flowing through you and me to get us through a situation and a circumstance. I heard another story yesterday, and I'm getting ready to close here. A gentleman in ministry, his wife had an affair with somebody in the church and left him. They were divorced. And lo and behold, years later, the individual that had the affair with his wife is sitting in his office receiving counseling. Hello? Is that some crazy love? I don't know if I'd be able to do something like that. Y'all know how open and honest I am. But here this pastor was, giving counseling to the man who is now married to his ex-wife over her affair. We need the love of God, don't we? We need God's love. And it's readily available for each and every one of us so that it can flow through us to those that are in desperate, desperate need of it, including us. So I want to challenge you over the next month. Do everything and anything you can to display random acts of kindness to people. To display how much God loves them through you. Don't just say it, show it. You know and I know, your actions speak much, much louder than our words. Do they not?